This is the brief on the buried brilliance of the ancient city of Cyrene, Libya. You know, Cyrene was this incredible Greek colony, even older than Alexandria, a philosophical hub that gave Athens a run for its money. So why is this ancient giant almost completely ignored today, especially when Egypt gets all the attention? Well, first off, it really comes down to modern geopolitics. Cyrene is in Libya, a country that's seen so much instability. That makes it incredibly difficult and, frankly, unsafe to preserve or excavate these amazing sites. It's a stark contrast to the stable, tourist-ready environment you find in Egypt. Second, let's talk about branding. Cairo pretty much owns the global narrative of ancient North Africa. I mean, the obsession with pyramids, pharaohs, and Cleopatra just sucks all the air out of the room. There's just no space left for the equally important Greek and Roman stories next door, so Cyrene's legacy gets buried. And finally, Cyrene just doesn't fit the simple, marketable tourist fantasy. This was an intellectual city, you know? It produced powerful ideas from thinkers like Aristippus, not just giant stone temples. Plus, it was the only source of silphium, a kind of wonder drug used for everything, even contraception, that was literally harvested into extinction. That kind of history is maybe a little too complex, a little inconvenient for the standard textbooks. Because Cyrene was a true portal culture, a hybrid crossroads of Greece, Israel, Rome, and North Africa, it's a story no single modern nation can easily claim, and so its brilliance remains buried.